This piece was brought to you by S. Wallace Edwards & Sons, SurreyFarms.com, HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Pleasure. G is for General Mills. Hello, and welcome to The Edible Alphabet. I'm Ashley Kosiak, here to take you through the history of food, one letter at a time. On this round of The Edible Alphabet, we'll be focusing on all things Americana. So in this episode, we'll be talking about one of the biggest names in the food world, with G is for General Mills. General Mills didn't actually start as General Mills. It started as the Minneapolis Milling Company, a mill owned by Cadwallader Washburn in 1866. The banks of the Mississippi River in Minneapolis were ideal for harnessing water power for mills situated on St. Anthony Falls. In fact, it was such an ideal location that just a few years later, Charles A. Pillsbury established a mill just across the river from Washburn's. The city of Minneapolis truly grew around the mills, with the population growing from around 13,000 in 1870 to 165,000 in 1890. In fact, Minneapolis was known as the flour milling capital of the world for 50 years, beginning in 1880. But back to Cadwallader Washburn. In 1877, John Crosby joined Washburn and they changed the name of their company to Washburn Crosby Company. Aside from cereal, General Mills is well known for their gold medal flour. This name dates back to 1880, when Washburn Crosby Co. flour took home gold, silver, and bronze medals in the first International Millers Exhibition, held in Cincinnati, Ohio. Wanting to promote their accolades, the company dubbed its best flour, gold medal flour. By 1928, Washburn Crosby Company had acquired 27 additional milling operations, were listed on the New York Stock Exchange, and formally changed their name to General Mills. Famed and fictitious kitchen helper Betty Crocker was introduced in 1921. It all started with a puzzle promotion featuring a jigsaw puzzle that could be completed and mailed in for a pincushion. When customers mailed in the puzzle, they also sent in their baking questions. The name Betty Crocker was created as a signature to the query responses to give the letters a personal touch. The name Betty Crocker comes from a combination of popular retired company director William G. Crocker and the name Betty, which was thought to sound friendly and personable. Betty went on to host a long-running radio show and headline a best-selling cookbook. Other highlights in General Mills history include the creation of Bisquick and Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions, in the 1930s, and Cheerios in 1941. Following World War II, Betty Crocker cake mixes hit the shelves, followed by pre-sweetened cereal in 1954. Finally, General Mills acquired Cadwallader Washburn's longtime rival Pillsbury in 2001. Pillsbury's A mill still stands in Minneapolis, though it is no longer a functioning mill. Washburn Crosby A mill closed in 1965 and was almost entirely destroyed by a fire in 1991. However, you can learn more about the history of milling in the city by visiting Mill City Museum, a new structure built up inside the ruins of the old mill. If you want to hear more about the First Lady of General Mills, be sure to look into Taste of the Past episode, Who Was Betty Crocker? For more information, follow us on Twitter at EdibleABCs, and tune in next time for H is for Hamburger. I'm Ashley Kosiak for Heritage Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more.